program that the state of Iowa is doing this year, the SSO, or Seamless Summer Option, is brand new to the state. Other states have been doing it for some years, but this is the first year that the state of Iowa has elected to make it an option, which our district then and other districts around us have also elected to partake in. And basically what this is it's providing meals, breakfast and lunch to all students. And it is an extension waiver done by the USDA. So they extended the free meal benefit, if you will, to all families across the nation, basically. And then each state opts in or opts out of the different choices. So for the state of Iowa, we're going with what everyone you'll start hearing and referred to as the SSO, or Seamless Summer Option. All students will get a free breakfast and free lunch every day at their school. Those families that are elected to join the Vibe Academies of the district, or our virtual students, those students too will qualify to get a free meal. All they have to do is go to one of their locations and pick up their lunch of the day and breakfast for the next day, and then take it back with them.
This is a big need, especially probably since COVID-19. Maybe many families have been facing hardships due to the pandemic.
That would be correct, yes. I could see it as a big need, if you will, and glad to see that it's available for all families.
What percentage of students already are on either a plan for free or reduced lunches?
I'm glad you brought that up. Typically, the Sioux City School District, approximately 75 to 77% typically qualify for the free and reduced meal benefits. So we do strongly encourage, even though that the meals are provided free in all buildings of the district to all students of the district still needs that information that is collected off of the free and reduced meal application for other funding sources of the district. It's not just for food. So it's very important that the families do fill out the meal application. The data collected on that is sent to the DHS office, where families could potentially qualify for PEBT benefits, which is another benefit outside of the school district that families get from the DHS offices of the state of Iowa. The district also would benefit on that data for getting lower rates, possibly in E-rates or other areas of the education piece of the school district. So it's very important that that information still be collected, even though meals will not be charged to families of the district. Now, if the kids' families have students in the middle and high schools, those schools do have additional options that the students can choose from, but those additional options are sold a la carte. So they do have to pay for that piece of it.
Now, I know you guys also provide meals during the summer. How has your summer program been this year?
This year it was better than the last 19 years. We're not going to really count last year because that was kind of a fluke thing with the pandemic and whatnot. But years prior to that, numbers were really low, in my opinion. And then last year, I think due to circumstances, unfortunately, helped us increase those numbers, you know, and provide meals to those families that are of need out there in the district. And this year, the numbers stayed fairly strong, not as strong as last year, but I think the main reason there is we did have more families this summer, obviously, go back to work than they were last summer. All in all, numbers came in fairly decent. Glad to see that people were taking advantage of that. So on average, the first part of the program, which was from June 7th to July 2nd, we averaged about 5,000 meals, so about 2,500 students were getting meals on a daily basis. The month of July, it dropped off a little bit, down to about 3,600 meals per day, or about 1,800 students. And the last couple of weeks, we've just been doing the mobile sites, going out to the trailer parks and that, and we're averaging about 1,000 to 1,100 students getting meals.
So for the school year, though, how many meals do you make a day, and how do you get this all done? Because I'm sure you're doing thousands, of course.
Typically, during the school year, we provide and serve between breakfast and lunch, between those meals, around 11,000 meals a day in all 21 buildings of the district.
And I guess, are you always looking at new ways to incorporate nutrition to make the meals as nutritious as they can be?
There are a lot of guidelines, certain guidelines that we must follow from the state. In order to get reimbursement for the meals, you know, like everything must be whole grain, certain calorie levels, sodium levels. That's the hardest part, to try and hit those targets that they have set. So that's one piece that we continue to work on, as well as the manufacturers of the world, because they put such a restriction on what they want the USDA wants to see in the meal pattern that it's not even physically possible right now. So we're allowed to get a waiver for that until such information and capabilities come forward to where we can get closer into compliance with that.
Is there anything else you think families, people listening need to know about food service for the Sioux City Community School District?
It's a service that is provided on a daily basis, and we're in each and every building, and we encourage parents to take advantage of it.